All right. Welcome back to Hot Topics, ladies and gentlemen. As you've seen it, Shannon Sharp. Yes, Shannon Sharp back in the hot seat. Son, what are you doing? What are you doing out there, Shannon? What are you doing, my brother? Out there in the hot seat once again. Shannon showing out out there in LA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not got a chance to see the hot topics that's really circulating the waves out there, Shannon Sharp, undisputed, NFL's Hall of Famer, Denver Broncos' finest, came over to Baltimore, did his thing there, showed out, got Mr. Hot Pants. Yes, he did. He got Mr. Hot Pants at the Lakers game last night, where the Lakers... they actually pulled it out and beat the Memphis Grizzlies last night. Man, Shannon, I don't know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you hear the audio to the clip. And after hearing that, I'm going to come back and give y'all my assessment as to what Shannon should have did and what Shannon shouldn't have done. You guys, check it out.
At the Crypto.com arena, Dylan Brooks was having words with Shannon Sharp, NFL Hall of Famer and broadcaster. And you see Steven Adams comes over to protect his guy along with the supporting cast. And then Shannon Sharp still talking. And T. Morant, John Morant's dad, comes over. Had an opportunity to talk to T. Morant. And he said, my blood pressure didn't go up a bit. Nothing but love and respect for Shannon Sharp. It's a bunch of guys talking a bunch of trash.
And just silly.
Exactly. Just silly. Now, Mark Jackson is the brother right there in the, well, both of them got kind of like the same color suits, but the brother, that's Mark Jackson, NBA star, and that's Jeff Van Gundy, the commentators for the event that night. Something struck me that Mark said at the end. I want you guys to listen to what he said at the end. I'm going to go back and play it just a little bit right in, I think right in there is what he said. Y'all listen to what he said.
Trash. And just silly.
Go back a little bit further, y'all. Maybe they're right there. All right, y'all listen to what he said.
It's a bunch of guys talking a bunch of respect for Shannon Sharp.
You already said much love.
Respect for Shannon Sharp. It didn't go up a bit. Nothing but love and respect for Shannon Sharp.
Nothing but love and respect for Shannon Sharp. Now, the NBA players have a right to be on the court. Shannon Sharp, as you see, we're going to go back just a piece. As you see, Shannon was sitting, it may not have shown it here, or did it? No, it didn't show it right here, but I got something else that I'm going to review. Shannon Sharp was sitting about right where he's standing. This is the end of the game right here. What Shannon doing is beefing at, what's my man's name? Dylan Brooks. Shannon was beefing at Dylan Brooks, telling Dylan, you can't guard LeBron. Ladies and gentlemen, I went back and watched clips of this of the last like 9 minutes of the game. LeBron didn't really do anything. It was all really Schroeder and the other guys. It was the teammates really doing everything. And if I'm looking at a clip right now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to show you something. Then we're going to go back and assess Shannon what he did. Because You know, it just amazed me how, you know, some people look at others. This right here is like the end of the game. I'm not going to play the audio. I'm just going to go back. Actually, I'm going to take the audio out. If you see on the screen right there, it says 114-107 Lakers on the screen. And as you can see, Schroeder, he has the ball. Schroeder did a lot. Really, he was the one who really kept them in the game last night. And there you go. That right there brought them to up to 113. Now, look at what LeBron does. All right. Now, he did. But my man just got knocked down. That ain't a foul. But they up 118-115 over the Lakers. LeBron misses. Yes, he does. Okay, boom. Number 7 didn't run into number 12 in the rebound. Hey, it is what it is. But as you see, LeBron was not. Who got that ball? Schroeder got it. Schroeder did what? Yeah. So I'm showing this, ladies and gentlemen, just to say to you guys. I showed that to you just to say to you guys. Why was he yelling at Brooks about not guarding LeBron? LeBron wasn't a lifesaver for the night. He didn't have all the colors in the role. It was the other guys that was playing that kept everything going. Now, I'm going to go back to this with Shannon. Got it. I'm going to take the audio out. Look right there. Now, you see where guys, take me up a piece. All right. You see where Shannon is? Go back. When we go back just a little piece. Now, what is he doing right there? He stood up, but he's not got on the court. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this right here. There's something called big boys, chumps, and bullies. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I like Shannon. Shannon, my dude. I like him. You know, don't get me wrong. I like me some Shannon Sharp. I don't watch Undisputed no more for personal reasons, but I like me some Shannon Sharp. A lot of my family members and friends have a problem with Shannon. They say he got more teeth than he do mouth. Meaning he talked too much. Right here, as I play this right here, ladies and gentlemen, watch what Shannon does. Just watch what he do. Notice the line. What did he do? He pointed to the line. Back in the days when we was in elementary school, we used to play this little thing. Especially these were the bullies. Don't you knock my mama off my shoulder. They'll put a pencil up here. You knock that off, I'm going to your butt. That's what we would do. I don't know if I can put it up here no more. But we'll put that up there. You knock it off. It fell off of its own. You knock that off. Then the fight starts. That's what Shannon just said. Cross this line. Well, Shannon, you big. Look at your arms. Look at your chest. You crossed the line. You got up with all that huffing and puffing about what Brooks couldn't do with James. And James, he wasn't even the key factor for last night. You're wrong on this one, Shannon. You're dead wrong. And you bully dead wrong. Telling him to come across the line. You point it down at the line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go back. Watch this right here. Watch it. Point it at the line. Come on. Come here. You go to hell. You bad, Shannon. But see, I had someone point out to me today. They said, look, he crossed the line. Shannon did. Shannon was an NBA star. I mean, excuse me, an NFL star. A professional sports star. He did something that he did not want done to him and would not want done to him. And that is the fans agitating him, the fans, you know, causing commotion to him while he's trying to conduct his game. He's trying to do what he do on his job at work. He's trying to work. But Shannon's sitting there interfering with other guys on their job. Should Shannon be on the court side anymore of the Lakers games? I say no. Reason why I say no, ladies and gentlemen, do you remember back 2004 NBA game between the Indiana Pacers and I think it was Detroit Pistons when Ron Artest and Ben Wallace kind of like got into it and Wallace shoved the back of Artest and he ended up laying on the score table there. And then, you know, it went back and forth just a little bit and everything. And then someone in the stands, spectator, threw a drink and it went all over Metal World Peace, Ron Artest. You remember that? Now, Shannon, what you just did, yes, what you just done, that could have ended up the same way. The exact same way. And I say to you, Shannon, you need to really, really think about what you're doing, and why you're doing what you're doing and where you need to do it. You have a show if you want to talk loud and tell Brooks what he can't do. You got a show that you can go to tomorrow, Monday, with Skip Bayless and do it there. Doing it on that man's job was not the right place for you, Shannon, to do what you've done. Then, as we go further along, you didn't only do it to just him. You went after the rest of the guys there with Memphis. Look at you. You still wouldn't cross that line, though. No, he wouldn't. He would not cross that line. All them guns that dude got. When I say guns, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't talking about a pistol. I'm talking about that muscle. All that he got. Now, look right there. As big as Shannon is, do it look like that man really, really holding Shannon back? Number one, you don't hold a person back with one arm, especially when the person is way bigger than you. I'm going to go back and I'm going to show it to you again. I ain't picking at you, Shannon. I'm just saying. A bully is a bully. And right here, you showing bullyism, bro. You showing bullyism. Number one, you got all that mouth. And I like you, though. But you got all that mouth right here. You got all that mouth. Did nobody need to hold you back? Even though I don't think the dude's holding back, he's just showing Shannon which way to go. Now you're getting it into it with Morant's dad and everything. Morant's dad is over here with the glasses and the blue blazer with the white shirt, I think it is. But Morant's dad ain't back down. He's like, look, man, get off my son. And I don't blame you, Mr. Morant. I don't blame you. Look at Shannon. Easy to push him away. All that big old ox. Easy to push him away. Very, very easy. Shannon, you're dead wrong with this one, bro. Don't you get on Undisputed tomorrow. Don't you dare get your butt on Undisputed tomorrow and try to act like you were the bigger man. Nah, you wasn't. Nah, you were the bully man, if you want to use the B word. You were the bully man. Because we can go back to right here. When you pointing down, look at you. Cross the line. Really? So that's what we're doing, Shannon. We're going back to elementary, back in the 70s, and saying, don't you cross the line. Don't you knock my mama off my shoulder. That's what we're doing. We're doing this again. Dang, I can't even do it no more. As a kid, I could do it. That's what we're doing. We're knocking people off the show. Don't you cross this line. You cross this line. It's a fight. That's what you did, Shannon. You agitated. You instigated. And you tried to provoke the Memphis Grizzlies, along with Mr. Brooks, to come over and have a word tussle, and maybe even an arm tussle with you. Shannon, you wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all will, leave your comments in the comment field. Let me know what you think about Shannon Sharp and what he did. Brothers and sisters, take nothing away from Shannon. He's a good sports commentator. He has a good show there. Also, his show is good. His own personal podcast that he has is real good. But on this one, you're not good, Shannon. You were not good in your bully tactics and how you actually use your bully tactic. And you wasn't a good fan. And you didn't show good representation as you really, really get high off the fact that young men call you uncle. Well, all of the other team players should be able to call you uncle as well, not just the Lakers. And you, my friend, you showed the instance of a bad uncle who needed to go to the back room and sit down before this daddy right here in the blue, that daddy right there. Go back a little bit further, y'all. That daddy right there that you in the face with right there. That daddy right there. Now, I'll say this to you, Shannon. Just because you're big don't mean you can't fall. So you got to watch yourself, brother. You got to watch what you say and how you say it and when you say it. Right there on that court ain't the time to say what you need to say. Even though a lot of people say, you know what? I ain't got to go to my show and say what I need to say. But that's the place for you to go. You at that man's job, agitating him. Then you stood up after they clearly, I mean, you know, Shannon, come on, man. Shannon, you wrong. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please leave your comments in the comment section. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the page if you have not subscribed to the page. And also, please share this platform to all of your places, to where, therefore, some people who may not follow YouTube, they may not follow Twitter, they may follow whatever they see it on. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this right here. Hot off the press.